It was a good day to be a Democrat in Illinois, filled with concert-like music performances, accompanied by dancing from those in the audience. The atmosphere was jovial. Democratic State Representative Sue Scheer of Decatur channeled that excitement.
Oh, it's all exciting and everyone's smiling and hopeful, and I feel very hopeful that we have a bright tomorrow.
But as the festivities died down and the 101st legislative session gets underway, Pritzker must work with Republicans, even in a Democratic majority, to get what he calls his agenda for the working people of Illinois. This includes a $15 minimum wage, commercializing the use of recreational marijuana, and enacting a balanced budget. Speaking from an Illinois-shaped stage made specially for the occasion, Pritzker promised to work on behalf of those hurt the hardest by the two-year budget impasse.
But be clear about this. I won't balance the budget on the backs of the starving, the sick, and the suffering.
And as heard throughout the campaign, he emphasized the need for a new graduated tax system, where higher income levels are taxed at higher rates. He says the future of Illinois depends on it.
Now, I'm not naive about what it will take to do this. All who enter a discussion about our state's budget and a fair tax system in good faith will be welcome to the table. But if you lead with partisanship and scare tactics, you will be met with considerable political will.
Some Republicans are leery of Pritzker's graduated income tax proposal, saying it would only hurt the middle class. Republican State Representative Tim Butler of Springfield says the focus ought to be on stopping economic decline and people leaving Illinois.
When we continue to see people move out of state at a rapid pace, we need to address this situation. And that's a combination of the economic climate and the tax structure in the state of Illinois.
Pritzker also promises to focus on workers' rights.
Working men and women deserve to have a governor and a Department of Labor that will enforce laws protecting workers' wages and workers' rights. And they deserve a $15 minimum wage. It's good for the working families of Illinois and good for our economy.
Former Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed a proposal to raising the minimum wage in 2017, saying the hike would hurt small businesses. Several Republicans have voiced similar concerns. Senate Republican leader Bill Brady of Bloomington says while Democrats have the majority, passing key legislation that's good for the state will still require working across the aisle.
The Democrats, I don't think on and of their own, want to necessarily just deal with ramrodding their policies through. So we can be helpful. We are here to be opposed in some ways, but supportive in others.
There was an overall feeling of unity from within the convention center where the inauguration took place, but some on the outside are less enthusiastic. Not long after Pritzker was sworn in, Illinois GOP Chairman Tim Schneider sent out a statement signaling a clear partisan divide. He says Republicans will hold, quote, all Democrats accountable for their false promises, because we know that they are the main culprits behind Illinois' fiscal demise. Despite that bit of shade, Democrats remained jubilant. The crowd seemed particularly excited about the new Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton. She's the first African-American to serve in that office, and talked about the history that led to that moment.
With the DNA of my formerly enslaved great-great-grandfather, William Stevens, as part of my genetic makeup, I am proud to stand before you as our state's first Black Lieutenant Governor.
Stratton, along with Attorney General Kwame Raoul, Secretary of State Jesse White, and Comptroller Susana Mendoza mean that Illinois has its first ever majority-minority cabinet. Pritzker says he'll be working to include all of Illinois' diverse voices in his administration. I'm Daisy Contreras.